Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Friday's podcast from Del Mar. Remember, 7 o'clock Eastern time, post time, as they kick off their 8-race card. Going 6.5 furlongs on the dirt, 3-year-olds and up in for 16. Non-winners are two other than, and the condition is very important here for me. I am 6-7-2. War Union is the 6th, coming in off back-to-back races at Los Alamitos. Shortens up to the back to a one-turn sprint after a good third-place finish on July 14th, going the mile at Los Alamitos. So War Union, I think, coming into the race very nicely with two dirt races after running exclusively on the synthetic in Northern California at Golden Gate, but has hit the board in the two most recent dirt efforts. The offspring of Union Rags, War Union, my top pick in Del Mar's Friday night opener. For a second, number 7, Seahawk Wave. Ron Ellis sends out this run, who just got beat second off the layoff by a nose at 3-1 at this level on July 21st. Comes back in here, gets a good outside stalking position, and I think will be the betting favorite when the wagering is done. And for third, Number two, Duke of Fallbrook, going out for the second start since March 29th. The tune-up race was nearly 30-1. I think this horse will improve off of that and get a small piece, but 6-7-2 in Friday's opener. On to the second, we're going to dash 5 furlongs on the Jimmy Durante Turf Course. These are cowbreds, 3-year-olds and up, in for 20, or non-winners of one other than. And looking at the main body, which are numbers 1 through 8, all in the allowance condition. Only number 10 on the also eligible list, second off of practically a two-year layoff, is in for the tag. But 7-2-4, Tribal War Chant, big price in here, 12-1 on the morning line. Started the career at Del Mar. That was on the dirt. That was a negative zero buyer speed figure. So let's throw that out. Went up to Northern California, ran 3 consecutive efforts on the synthetic, had a win and 2 placings, including in the Golden Nugget Stakes. Was off from late December to late July. I like the comeback race, classic comeback race for me. Made the turf debut, showed very good early speed before fatiguing late at 11-1. Comes back at the same level. Rafael Bejarano, though, gets them out for the first time in the 6th career start for my top pick at 12-1 in the morning line. Number 7, Tribal War Chant. For a second, number 2, Zipper Mischief. Blake Heap sends out this runner for the second career start. Debuted in the autumn at Santa Anita, going a mile. Showed little that day, but came back in August sprinting on Del Mar's turf and won by 2 3/4 lengths at 5-1. Now this offspring of Into Mischief takes on winners for the first time. For third, number 3, Tri-Stem Speaker, going out for the third career start. Won on debut at Golden Gate on the synthetic. Followed it up with a good dirt effort at Del Mar on July 27th. Now this offspring of Indian Evening makes the turf debut. So not too often you see that. In 3 career starts, this number 4 is going to have tried synthetic, dirt, and turf, but 7-2-4 in Del Mar's second. On to the third, we have cowbred, 2-year-olds, maiden special weights. They're going to race 5.5 furlongs on the dirt. 3-2-10 for me. Number 3 is 10 cents. Going out in the familiar silks for the debut of JMS Stable. It's an offspring of Golden Sense, who cost $130,000. At auction, has been working out regularly since May with a couple of sharp Del Mar works for the debut. Joe Talamo gets the call. Number 3, 10 cents, my top pick on debut in Del Mar's second. For a second, Mike Pipey sends out the offspring of Verrazano for the career debut. Number 2, Crooked Finger Ray. Aaron Grider gets the call here. This horse has been working out since Memorial Day weekend, listed 12 listed workouts of the Daily Racing Form, I should say. Mike Pipey, a 16% first out trainer. For third, number 10, Mainframe Judy. Peter Miller's runner might be the betting favorite here. 3-1 in the morning line, a bullet workout 9 days ago for the debut. 59-4, fastest of 31. Had sharp workouts even before that bullet. So I'm thinking off of works that number 10 mainframe Judy might be the betting favorite in here, but I'm going to go 3-2-10 in the third. On to the fourth, we get back to dashing on the Jimmy Durante turf course. 5 furlongs. These are 3-year-olds and up. Fillies and mares. Optionals in for 40,000. Non-winners of one other than 3-5-4. Stylishly, Simon Callahan's runner broke the maiden in the 6th career start after shipping out west for the first time. It was the betting favorite. July 25th, the offspring of Spice Down debuted at Saratoga 362 days ago. Now takes on winners at Del Mar after the very sharp victory on July 25th. For second, number 5, Donut Girl. Hector Palma sends out this runner. Only one start since March 31st. That was a 2-turn-mile dirt race at Santa Anita. But you go back to August 9th last year, and it was the last race of the 3-year-old campaign. Was a beaten 7-5 favorite, beaten a length and 3/4 at this level at Del Mar. Gets back to 5 furlongs for the first time since that good showing on August 9th. Victor Espinoza gets them out for the first time in the 10th career start. For third, number 4, And You Shall Receive. Now, this horse I had tinkered with putting on top. Now, this runner is making the 3rd career start. First start of the year. First start on turf. That sort of made me hesitant for putting this horse any higher than 3rd. This is another runner for the familiar silks of JMS Stable. Brian Cornier, nearly 30% off the plus 180-day layoff, which this runner is making the first start since October 14th. Very competitive 4th, 3-5-4 at Del Mar. On to the 5th, 3-year-olds it up. Fillies and mares, claimers in for $8,000, going 6 furlongs. Nice field of 11 in here, folks. I am 2-10-3. Number 2 is Rizzi's Honors. Mark Black, who's had a very good meet at Del Mar right from the opening. His runners have been doing very well. Couple starts since the first day of spring, including a second place finish at Los Al. Now gets back to Del Mar for the first time since winning at 6-5, August 12th, 2017. The barn's going sharp. Look at 9-2 on the morning line. Ritzy's Honor, my top pick. For second, number 10, Brooks All Mine. Was running on the California Fair Circuit after racing at Santa Anita in January, was freshened up, came back in June. Most recently, a 4th-place finish against much tougher at Del Mar. That was on July 21. For third, number 3, Copper Cowgirl. Most recent effort was at Santa Anita. Pulled up, walked off at the comment in the Daily Racing Form. That was on April 20th. Gets back to Del Mar with this runner in 4 starts. Has, you guessed it, 3 third-place finishes. 2-10-3 in the 5th. On to the 6th race, where 3-year-olds and up. Open Company, Fillies and Mares, maiden special weights, racing 3/4. 3-1-8 for me. Richard Baltus sends out the 3 for only the 2nd start since the debut on October 19th. That was a good effort at nearly 8-1 at Los Al, going 6 furlongs. Was runner-up on that afternoon. Drayden Van Dyke gets the call for the first time. For a second, from the rail, number 1, Distorted Win. Richard Mandela's runner was defeated on debut as the 6-5 favorite. A very good effort, sprinting 5 on the turf. Now this offspring of Distorted Humor draws the rail in this field of 10, but I could see this horse bouncing back, bouncing forward and running even better off of the debut defeat as the chalk. For third, number 8, Blue Moonrise, the morning line favorite for Bob Baffert. makes the fifth career start, scheduled to make the first one without blinkers. Has been beaten at 1-2 in the most recent effort. That was the Del Mar debut on July 20th. Has worked out since then very sharply. No surprise for the Bob Baffert runner. Blue Moonrise, number 8, my third pick. So 3-1-8 in the sixth. Friday evening's feature going off at approximately 10 o'clock Eastern time will be a mile and 3/8. That is the most common turf marathon distance at Del Mar. This is the CTT and the TOC stakes for 3-year-olds and up. Fillies and mares, 4-1-3 will be my pick in Friday night's feature. And Siberian Iris for the brilliant Richard Mandela makes the first start since May 27th. Ran at Del Mar in stakes company last year, the Grade 3 red carpet last November, and finished second. That was also at 11 furlongs on the turf. Rafael Bejarano gets the call back after riding this horse at Santa Anita. Number 4, Siberian Iris, my top pick in the 7th. For second, drawing the rail, 2-1 in the morning line, Pants on Fire. This runner has only had one start since blitzing him at Santa Anita on January 20th in the Astra Stakes. A beaten 9-5 favorite in the possibly perfect at 10 furlongs at Santa Anita. Gets back to Del Mar for the first time since last summer. Does has 2 second place finishes. And folks, for me, the 1 and the 4 seem very, very close on talent and ability. And the 4 is twice the price. For third, number 3, Curlin's Journey. Hasn't been off the board since running on dirt on March 10th of 2018. This horse ran third recently at Del Mar at an entry-level allowance going the 11 furlongs on the turf. The offspring of Curlin is 10-1 on the morning line. So 4-1-3 in Friday evening's feature. Wrapping up the card, we're going to have 3-year-olds, maiden claimers, open company, in for 20, racing the two-turn mile at Del Mar. I am inside here. 2-4-5. Number 2 is the easy way. Leonard Powell sends out this runner for the second career start. Debuted at better than 20-1 for a $35,000 tag. Now Victor Espinoza gets the mount for the offspring of Informed. The easy way. My top pick, making the second career start, drawing inside. Should be able to get good tactical position running the mile. For second, number 4, Rocket Ship, making the fourth career start. They take off blinkers. They change barns. They go the mile for the second time. Edwin Maldonado gets the mount. I like the most recent effort when rooting for the first time. Was right there until the 8th pole and fatiguing. I think Rocket Ship should advance off of that effort. For third, number 5, Dilwood. Richard Baltus runner just got beat at 4-5 at Los Alamitos in the 8th career start. The offspring of Giants Causeway makes the Del Mar second start after debuting on the West Coast out of the Bill Mott Barn last November. So 2-4-5 in Friday night's finale at Del Mar.